Let's see what Jeff's got for us this morning. Morning, Jeff.
Thanks, SJ. A coolish 19 degree day predicted today. A northwester blowing, much of the same pattern for tomorrow. Sunrise 7:23 this morning, sunset at 6:02. If anyone is planning on being in the Garden Route over this weekend, there are two major outdoor events happening. Motoring fans will be heading out to Knysna, the Festival of Speed weekend with a Simola Hill Climb. It's an action-packed few days featuring everything from classic single-seaters to some of the fastest supercars anywhere, and the highlight will be the lunchtime runs from the 1992 Sasol Jordan Formula One car, and that was the car that was driven by Stefano Modena and Maurizio Guccielmin in the 1992 Formula One World Championship season. For the non-motor heads, the 58th annual Vic Bay Quad Surfing Contest is happening over the weekend. It's in memory of the late John Pfaff, and the finals will be taking place from Sunday, that's tomorrow, the 5th of May. The Quad is a popular surfing inter-district event, and it's between Eden, Nelson Mandela Bay, Cape Town, and Buffalo City Surfers, and one of the most popular contests of the year. Tomorrow's hike with Peninsula Ramblers at is going to be Chapman's Peak. You can meet at 8:30 a.m. Just a reminder, that is tomorrow, Sunday. The parking opposite Chapman's Peak Hotel at the start of the Chapman's Peak Drive. A few cars will be taken to the starting point of the hike. It'll be a scenic walk out and return with some great views. A little bit steep at the start. And staying with hiking, the recent fires have affected a lot of areas. Looking at the Cape of Good Hope, hiking routes from Gifkommeki to Circles Vlei, and all any trails originating from Olifantsbos, as well as Circles Vlei hiking trail and Link Road cycling route, have been closed. In the Cape of Good Hope section, they were closed to hikers until further notice. Circular Drive has also been closed as a precautionary measure. And then on the Bat Table, Window Ravine, Skeleton Gorge area on Table Mountain, all the footpaths leading to the Bat Table from Camps Bay and Hout Bay, Constantia Neck, Cecilia Forest, Kirstenbosch, Aranya Kloof, or should I say Orange Kloof hiking trails were closed. Mop-up operations continued yesterday along the slopes of Fernwood Park and Newlands, involving more than 40 firefighters from Table Mountain National Park, as well as the Environmental Services, Volunteer Wildlife Services, and Working on Fire. Conservation rangers from Table Mountain National Park were also deployed to the Kirstenbosch contour path, carrying out some much-needed rehab on the trails there. The Skeleton Gorge and contour path between Cecilia Forest and Fernwood Park remain closed, and Sandparks are appealing to the public to please respect these trail closures to avoid endangering anyone or hampering the rehab efforts. You can keep an eye on the Sandparks Table Mountain National Park Facebook page for updates. And also an important number, in case of emergencies or sightings of new fires, please contact emergency services immediately, 086-110-6417. That's 086-110-6417. And finally, sailors, the Yachties, a big event happening over this weekend. It's the Double Cape Race, and it's one of its one of the most popular events on the local calendar. The sailors have got a choice of starting from either Royal Cape or False Bay Yacht Club in Simonstown. You've got to round Cape Point twice on the journey there and back for a unique overnight challenge. So if you happen to be up on Chapman's, keep an eye open for the fleet. You should see them out in the bay. That's where I'm going to leave it for now. Have a great day. I'll be back again tomorrow. Cheers.
Join the conversation.
Join the conversation.
You're with Cape Talk.